that's the way it looks like it will be. I should be planning picnics, but oh, look at me, I think that it will be.
It will be.
I think that it will be.
It will be.
A lonely summer for me. I look forward to the day when I could take and put my books away. But oh, how badly things turned out for me. Yes, I know this is going to be a
long,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I won't care if every day it rains. For me, every day will be the same. And I know that I'm no good without her. And this is gonna be a lonely summer for me.
Lonely summer.
Oh, yeah.
Lonely summer.
Oh, I hate to be a lonely summer, but that's the way looks like it will be. I should be planning picnics. Oh, look at me. I think it will be.
It will be.
I think it will be.
The Shades of Blue, Lonely Summer, 1966, went up to number 72 on the pop charts. And I hope you're not having a lonely summer. Hope your summer's going great. It's really hot here where we are in Birmingham, Alabama. But we're having a good, fun summer. And we're going to be playing music today. That group came out of the city of Detroit, Michigan, Shades of Blue. They had a big hit, of course, Oh How Happy, which went up to number 12, I believe in 1966 also. But anyway, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got a good set coming up next. We've got Bo Diddley going to get us started, then the Coasters, then the Five Satins. So here's Bo Diddley and a song that didn't chart, think it should have, but this is Who Do You Love?
Seven miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mine. Just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
She walks, she talks, she claws on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks.
I went and bought myself a ticket and I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain up and when they turned the spotlight way down low, little Egypt came out strutting wearing nothing but a button and a bow. And a diamond big as Texas on a toe. She laid her hat down and she did the hoochie coochie real slow. When she did a special number on a zebra skin, I thought she'd stop the show. And when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience and then she turned around. She had a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine saying Phoenix, Arizona, 1949. Yeah, but let me tell you people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore. She's too busy mopping and I'm taking care of shopping at the store. 'Cause we've got seven kids and all day long they crawl around the floor singing.
Thank you.
Smooth Sounds of the Five Satins, Our Anniversary is the name of that. Came out in 1957 on the Ember label, and I don't show it charting anywhere, but a real nice sound by them. Those guys did a great, great job. Five Satins. Before that, the Coasters. Boy, they had a lot of chart songs. 1961 is when this one came out. Little Egypt, Ying Yang. That went up to number 23 on the pop charts, number 16 on the R&B charts. And Bo Diddley got us started. Who Do You Love? 1956, didn't chart. But on the Rolling Stone 500 influential songs of all time, it's number 133. Quite a few people did copies of that, their own covers. And one of my favorites is by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Okay, the Rolling Stones are going to get us started next. Then the Sir Douglas Quintet, and then Joe South. Rolling Stones, we're going to play one off an album called Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. Came out in 1970. And the song is a live, it's a live concert songs. And this one is Robert Johnson's song, which is called Love in Vain.
Yeah, the train, they call me the station. Douglas Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Teeny bopper, my teenage love, I called your way last night, it's in my final one. You're such a groove.
La 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 la. We should be together like birds of a feather. La 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 la.
Okay, do you remember that one? That's Birds of a Feather by Joe South. 1968 is when it was first released, and it only went up to number 106, so it was bubbling under that top 100. Got a lot of airplay here in Birmingham. I remember it being played here a lot more than only making it to 106 in the nation, but good sound by him. It was reissued again in 1969 with just a slightly different ending, but it only went up to number 96. So it wasn't a popular song that people wanted to hear, but we played it here in Birmingham, and I really enjoyed it. Sir Douglas Quintet, Mendocino, 1969, number 27 on the pop charts for them. And, of course, you remember, you probably remember that one, but you basically will surely remember their big hit, She's About a Mover, which is a song that is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then Rolling Stones, Love in Vain, live version from 1970, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out was the name of the LP. I imagine a lot of you have that one. Good songs on there. Robert Johnson's song that he wrote and recorded back in the 30s, I believe it was. Okay, we've got Etta James going to get us started, then the Five Royales, and then Tommy Rowe. So here we go right now. Big hit here in Birmingham, Pushover, Etta James.
So you told all the boys that you were gonna take me out. Even had the nerve to make a bet. Yes, you did. That I would give in all my love. You would win, but you haven't. You haven't won it yet. You took me for.
Tell me you're going to put me down. But baby, don't do it.
Sweet Pea, 1966, number 8 hit for him. And Tommy had 2 number 1 hits, and he had 6 top 10 hits, and he had 27 songs that charted on the Billboard pop charts. And of those 27, he wrote 17, or had a hand in writing 17 of them. But he doesn't get a lot of recognition. I know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame never put him in, but... And he may not fit their categories and all, but he left a good legacy behind and lots of good music and a good singer. The Five Royales before that, Baby Don't Do It, 1953 version on the Apollo label. This one went up to number one on the R&B charts. And it came out again in 1963 on the Todd label, and a slightly little different version of it. I believe it had a different ending. I can't remember exactly. I hadn't played that one in so long. But anyway, this was the 1953 version. And a group that came out of all places, North Carolina. So I don't know if they were all from North Carolina or not, but that's where they were kind of originally formed. Etta James before that, Pushover, 1963, went up to number 25 on the pop charts. Probably went to number 1 here in Birmingham. And number 7, it made it all the way up to number 7 on the R&B charts. Okay, before we get into our next set, we've got a record show coming up here in Birmingham pretty soon. So don't be sure to make it in Birmingham. The third weekend in August, I believe that's 19, 20, and 21 are the dates. A Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. So come on here in Birmingham. Gardendale Civic Center is where it's going to be. You can go to our website, birminghamrecord.com, and you can find more information about that. And also, I did these shows for so long by myself, and then I started adding some folks that acted like they wanted to do something too. So I was glad to add something. We got 4 people doing shows now, and a guy by the name of Tom Faison does a show that I'm sure y'all have listened to called The Vinyl Experience, and he does the show the first weekend of every month for us. And he's got a show coming up. He wanted to say something about that show coming up. So, Tom, tell us what's coming up in the first weekend in August.
On the next installment of The Vinyl Experience, we're going to examine the concept of young and old.
By the way, aren't you a little young to be pop stars?
Sit down, young stranger.
soldier and tell us who you are.
Artists like Neil Young, Tony Bennett, and much more.
I'm getting too old for this sort of thing.
Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
Join us for the next Vinyl Experience.
All right. Tom, thanks a lot, man. I listen to his shows all the time, and I think that you do too, and hope you enjoy his shows. The Vinyl Experience, every first weekend of the month. I usually do the show the second weekend of the month, and Hey Joe, I call him Hey Joe. Joe Reddick does the third weekend, and our newest compadre is John Horton. He does the fourth weekend of each month. And if there's a fifth, I'll throw it in there too. But we got four guys doing shows now, and Tom does a good job, and all the guys work hard on them. So be sure to listen to all of them. And I want to say something real quick. Tom's doing this one called Young and Old. Funny story made me think of when I was hearing him talk. I went up to Clear Lake, Iowa back in 2009 for the 50th Memorial Weekend of the Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, Richie Valens plane crash. And we went to the Surf Ballroom where they did their last concert, and had a fun weekend of just music, and lots of good people came in. And two of the headliners, Peter and Gordon, they came in, and they were very influenced by Buddy Holly's music, and they did a great set. It was just them up there singing, and then a guy on a keyboard that had all kind of buttons to push and things, and it sounded like you were listening to the albums when they were singing. But did a great job. And they were standing there, and you could tell they were finishing their set, and everybody was just going crazy, and they didn't move. And then finally we got quiet, and I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Gordon. He says, folks, this is the time where we usually walk off the stage, and then if you want to, you continue to cheer and cheer, and we come back and do an encore. Well, we're too dang old to walk off the stage right now, so we're just going to stand here and keep singing. So that's how they did their encore. I just thought of that when he was talking about young and old. So they had told how old they were now, and they just didn't want to walk off and have to come back. So great, great weekend. Okay, let's keep going with the music now. We got the Flamingos getting us started, Bobby Comstock, and then Paul Davis. So here we go right now, the Flamingos from 1956, The Vow.
My heart belongs only to you, and I'll never, never, ever let you go.
True love never ever dies, and
let you go.
Baby, to the tenor Tennessee waltz. What an old friend I happen to see. I introduced him to my baby, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my baby from me. Well, I remember. I lost my baby. The night that they were playing that beautiful Tennessee waltz.
Davis, Can't You, 1970. It only made it up to number 118 on the pop charts for him. And his best of his career came about 5 or 6 years later, really, when he started having different style songs and had quite a few hits along the way. But he had a good career, and really enjoyed listening to that song there, Can't You, 1970. Bobby Comstock before that, The Tennessee Waltz, good version of that, 1959. Only made it to number 52 on the pop charts, though, but it was his first charted hit that he had, and he had a couple more along the way. Of course, he did one called The Stomp also later on. But that's Tennessee Waltz, Bobby Comstock. The Flamingos before that, The Vow, 1956 on the Checkered label. It didn't chart on either the pop or the R&B chart, but good sound by the Flamingos. Okay, next set is, I saw on a TV show the other day, they did a documentary on celebrating the history of the blues music. And I believe it was recorded, I want to say back in 04. I cannot remember exactly, but anyway, it's been a while since they recorded it. But they had all kind of singers there, and a lot of new and a lot of the older folks came in too. But some of the new ones came in and basically did covers of old blues songs and did a great, great job. So I'm going to play three songs that were sang that night, and two of them are sang by the people that were there and that did them originally. And so I'm going to play two of those, and then one was redone by a younger singer. But here we go right now. The first one we're going to do is Buddy Guy from 1960, and this was his version of First Time I Met the Blues.
Walking down through the woods, yeah, the first time I met you, blues, you know I was walking down through the woods, yeah. Thank you.
pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said, I pity the fool. That falls in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool. I pity the fool that falls in love with you. Oh, I pity the fool. I pity the fool that falls in love with you. She'll break your heart one day, and then she'll laugh and walk away. Oh, I pity the fool. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. Yes, they're standing there watching you make a fool of me. I said, I pity the fool. Yeah. I said, I pity the fool, baby.
Okay. That's Bobby Blue Bland's version of I Pity the Fool from 1961. Made it to number 46 on the pop charts and went all the way to number 1 on the R&B charts. Bobby was put in the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. Before that, Elmore James. This was a 1957 recording on the Chief label. Elmore James, the song was Coming Home. And before that, Buddy Guy got us started with his 1960 version of First Time I Met the Blues. And Buddy was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005, a guy that came from Louisiana. And Buddy, on this show I was talking about, what was the name of it? Lightning in a Bottle. Yeah, that was it. Lightning in a Bottle was the thing. If you can find it on YouTube or somewhere, you need to watch it. It's really, really good. Buddy does this song on that show. The Coming Home song by Elmore James was done on stage by Bonnie Raitt. And the Bobby Blue Bland, I Pity the Fool, was done by Robert Cray and Shamika Copeland. They did that one, and boy, she did a good, good job. But there was good singers there. Gatemouth Brown was there. John Fogerty did his version of Midnight Special. Bobby Bland sang. They just had some great, of course, B.B. King was there. They did a great, great job. And a great girl by the name of Macy Gray did a version of Hound Dog. And if you can find that, we need to watch it. She did a real, real good job of that. So, but that was Lightning in a Bottle. And but these were three songs that they sang that night on that program. Okay, let's go. We got Jeannie D going to get us started the first song on the next set. And then we're going to do our double play of the day. And a guy that some of you may never have heard of, but you need to know him. He called himself Escuerita. Escuerita, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but Escuerita, and he's going to be our double play of the day. And when you hear him sing and play, you'll know where a young man by the name of Little Richard got his style. So here we go right now anyway. This is Jeannie D going to get us started with Three Fools in Love.
You, her, and me.
Miss Lucy, Escuretta, 1958. Now, that one was released on the Capitol label, that song there. It also had a picture sleeve that you could possibly find. But if you do, maybe you can get it for a cheap price, because that thing can go for as much as $2,000 because of the picture sleeve. But that was Hey, Miss Lucy. And he didn't have a lot of songs released on vinyl, but he did have a few come out. That was one of them. And before that was one that was not released until much, much later, sometime in the early 2000s. I believe it came out on an LP. But it was I Live the Life I Love. Now, that was the second version. There's different versions of that, and that's the one I like a lot. And that's Escuretta from 1958 is when he's recorded that. And I mentioned that Little Richard got his style from him. A quote from Little Richard goes like this: Escuretta and me went up to my house, and he got on the piano and played. It sounded great. I said, hey, how do you do that? And he says, I'll teach you. And that's when I really started playing. He was one of the greatest pianos, and that includes Jerry Lee Lewis, Stevie Wonder, or anybody else I've ever heard. I learned a whole lot about phrasing from him. He really taught me a lot. So you can see, I think he not only his piano style, but he got his, if you see a picture of him, you'll know he got, Little Richard got his hairstyle from him and his loud woo when he does all that stuff. So, but that's Escaretta, our double play of the day. Hope you enjoyed that. And Jeannie D, Three Fools in Love, 1968 on the Musicore label. It didn't chart, but boy, it's a good song. And I just can't find out much about this lady. I don't know who she is or anything about her. In fact, I looked in the record price guide, and her name's not even listed. So this song, I can't find anything about it. I do know that it has sold some on eBay, and it goes in the $15 to $20 range, but good sound by Jeannie D. Okay, it's almost time to go. Let's try to get a couple more in here. We'll do one by The Circle, and then Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. So here we go right now in The Circle in Turn Down Day.
It's much too groovy a summer's day to waste running round in the city. But here on the sand I can dream away. Oh, look at the girls if they're pretty. It's a turn down day. Nothing on my mind. It's a turn down day.
Look back on, though they have been.
Marvin Gaye, along with Tammy Terrell, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, 1968. Went up to number 8 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B. And before that, The Circle, CYRKLE, Turn Down Day. This came out in 1966 and went up to number 16 for them on the pop charts. And you might remember another hit they had called Red Rubber Ball. This group was managed by Brian Epstein, who was the manager of the Beatles. And in fact, John Lennon named this group The Circle. And I guess he did the spelling too. I'm not sure. I just know he gave them the name, CYRKLE. Hey, thanks for listening to the BRC Radio Show. We brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we do have a big record show coming up August 19, 20, and 21 at the Gardendale Civic Center. And go to our website, birminghamrecord.com, to get all the information about that. And we hope that you come by. We'll have over 100 tables of dealers selling their vinyl. And I know you'll find something that you're looking for. So come on in. But check us out at birminghamrecord.com. Okay, we got to go. We got to get out of here. We always play an instrumental song. We got Dave Baby Cortez coming in from 1966. This song went up to number 91. So some of you may have heard it, but not many of you probably. And the name of it is Countdown. I think you'll enjoy it. Good sound by him. A little bit different than his big hit he had called, what was it, The Happy Organ. But this is a good sound, too. So, hey, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.
Right, got to get this thing up off the launching pad now, and I want everybody to help me.
Countdown. 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 Countdown.
I feel it. Yes.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Higher.
Again.